From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu announced his resignation Thursday, paving the way for the country's president to pursue a tighter grip on power. Davutoğlu had fallen out with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and he announced he was stepping aside after a meeting with executives of the ruling Justice and Development Party. The decision is not effective immediately, as the party is to hold an emergency convention on May 22nd to select a new party leader who would also replace the premier. In central Syria Thursday, two bombs rocked the central village of Mukarram al-Fakani. An initial report said at least six people were killed and dozens wounded. Wednesday, the U.S. and Russia brokered a 48-hour ceasefire over the Syrian city of Aleppo, where fighting there has left nearly 300 civilians dead in the past 2 weeks. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says it applies to all parts of Syria.
We expect all the parties to the cessation of hostilities to fully abide by the renewed cessation in Aleppo. That means the regime and the opposition alike. And we also expect them to live by the cessation throughout the country, pursuant to the terms that were arrived at and agreed upon in Munich in February of this year.
That is John Kerry. Unions in Greece have a three-day general strike to protest a parliamentary vote on a new round of a bailout austerity measures. Starting Friday, the state-run and municipal services will be disrupted for 3 days. Ferry services will be halted for 4. Lawmakers are currently debating an overhaul of the pension system proposed by the country's left-wing government. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has warned that a British exit from the European Union could negatively affect Japanese investment in the country. At a news conference with the British Prime Minister David Cameron, Mr. Abe said a vote to leave would make the UK less attractive as a destination for Japanese investment. Mr. Abe said about 1,000 Japanese companies operate in the UK, employing 140,000 people. He added that many were based in Britain precisely because the UK is a gateway to the EU. Indonesia, Malaysia, and the Philippines will begin conducting joint coordinated maritime patrols in a crucial economic waterway after kidnappings by suspected Abu Sayyaf militants. High-ranking diplomatic and military officials from the three nations reached an agreement Thursday in the Indonesian city of Yogyakarta. This is the Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi.
We recognize that threats from the armed robbery against ships, kidnapping, and other transnational crime, if not addressed appropriately, can undermine the confidence in trade and commerce in our region in general.
The three countries will set up a hotline to better communicate during emergency situations, provide immediate assistance to the safety of people and ships in distress, and intensify information and intelligence sharing. An Australian citizen suspected of being a top recruiter for the Islamic State terrorist group has been killed in a U.S. airstrike in Iraq. The Australian Attorney General George Brandeis told reporters Thursday that the Melbourne native Neil Prakash died in an airstrike in Mosul on April 29th. Brandeis says Prakash was actively involved in recruiting terrorists, appearing in IS propaganda videos, and was linked to a number of terrorist plots in Australia. This is the Australian Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton.
This is a good outcome for the safety and security of our country. He's an evil person. He was involved in the deaths of people. He was wanting to inspire hatred in our country. He wanted young people to be following in the footsteps of martyrs elsewhere, committing terrorist acts here. And our country is a safer place for him having left it.
Again, that is the Australian Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton. A Kenyan woman has been rescued after being trapped for 6 days in the rubble of a collapsed building. Live TV footage shows a woman being carried away on a stretcher covered by a blanket with an oxygen tank to a waiting Red Cross ambulance. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.